Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
It is on the radio, and what do we do on the radio, Alice? Make radio inappropriate sounds as well as talk about video games.
Yeah, both. God, unfortunately.
So, yeah, we play a lot of video games, and we like to talk about video games, and we like to talk about video game news, new releases, old games, and games we have been playing currently.
Video games. I was like, that's, video games. I guess just, like, we do like to talk about not just the video game aspect, but maybe, like, I guess the development side and the economical side and the social side. We like to talk about that.
Because
we're going to, we're going to lead into a big old segue into that right now.
So one of the things we really, really like when we play our video games and when we purchase our video games is video game sales.
Oh, yes.
We love our video game sales.
Like, and in fact, video games on sale, yes.
And I bought two games on sale this weekend, but they've been out for a while.
Yeah.
You don't normally expect games that have not yet been released to go on sale.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I see where you're going with this.
You see what I'm doing with this?
See where you're going.
So we've had some interesting issues with Epic Games in the past little while.
To clarify, Epic Games is the now game developer / storefront where, like, they have Fortnite. They made Fortnite. That is the thing that they're most known for. And currently, they've sort of been, I don't want to say stealing, but they've been making deals with a bunch of game developers to make them Epic Games exclusive versus being on Steam as well, which kind of, you know, decreases people because people really don't like having to do another. So people don't like that. It's really funny, but they don't.
You have to be able to deliver if you're going to be the sole provider of these games. Like, you have to be able to support the makers of the games, publishers.
For sure. To be honest, I'm very, I think competition between something like that is fine. I think, obviously, there's not good ways to go about it. I think Steam is pretty broken, and
For a long time, they were a pretty good platform to get your games, like, indie games were a big thing.
Yes, but now sort of there's a lot of just they let anything in, like a lot of shovelware, a lot of reskin games, a lot of stuff that really just in general should not be on Steam. Like they shouldn't be supporting certain games that are put on there. I'm not going to mention them, but it's just not amazing.
So now there's this niche that needs to be filled, and Epic Games thinks they're going to step up and fill it.
Well, to be honest, like, they've already made a deal with Tencent Media, I feel they're a Chinese company. And to be honest, there hasn't been a lot of, like, good news coming out of that joining just based on Tencent's, like, past record. So, like, Epic Games is kind of good, but kind of bad. Good because competition between these two kind of platforms is good because then it drives both of them to be better. And to be honest, what I've heard, Epic has made their storefront a lot better after high criticism because it was kind of hard to do anything on. And especially if you want to search for games, like, you need a good search system. Steam's search system is very mediocre. It's kind of very bad. Like, I love to browse stuff. So I want a decent search engine system. And it is not very good. And I have over 100 games on Steam. And this is, like, I'd have more, but I just don't use my PC anymore. One day when I have a nice fancy PC, I will play all my Steam games again. I'll be like, wow, I have so many games. But, you know, I just, I don't right now. So I have used Steam a lot.
Like, yeah.
And I'm not lying. I've been through a bunch of Steam sales. I've done the little mini game Steam sale stuff. I've got the cards. Like, I've done a bunch of Steam stuff. I like Steam.
And the running joke had been that they'd release games that were so cheap but also so catchy that you could, like, stock up on all these hundreds of games that you just would never touch.
That is basically what happens, because games are like, you know, a dollar, and it's just like too good a deal to not buy, sort of thing. Or then it'll be like $3 for three really good games or something. And it's just like, what? Might as well. Like, I'm not losing money. I'll eventually play these games, maybe. Like, I haven't, because I don't play on my PC anymore. But anyway.
So the thing about Epic Games right now is that they had their very first sale.
Yeah, this is, back to the issue at hand, circling around.
So this is great and all that they have this sale, except they are putting things on sale that they shouldn't be and have not even yet been released.
Yeah.
Which doesn't bode well for games that have not been released to get cut in price already.
Yeah, and I will say there are games that usually, they do sometimes have pre-sales. They usually aren't the amount that this is. So I believe it was like a any game, $14.99 and up, you could get $10 off. So if your game was $14.99, you could get a game for $4.99, which is a pretty good deal. But also I don't think many or most of the developers of games who have games on Epic's game platform, whatever, they weren't informed of this, which is the big dealio.
So, yeah, if you're going to do this, you have to let the people whose product is going on sale know. That's a... Why would they not even let them know that they're going to throw out this deal?
I'm not sure. It also caused several game companies, I think, including Supergiant, who they have their game Hades, I think it's called, on there. And it's exclusive to the Epic store. So you can't get it on Steam. I don't know. You might be able to get it on, like, the PlayStation. They usually do a PlayStation release for Epic Supergiant games. Anyway, I think they had to up the price for their video game so that they would be able to make a profit on this sale, or they wouldn't lose money on this sale. Like, maybe not even make a profit, just sort of like break even.
And Epic has come out saying that the developers aren't losing money. They're pretty much covering for it. But at the same time, like, you can't drop the price that much and say you're not taking from the producers.
Yes. No, exactly. They're like, I do believe Steam sales are like they do give. I'm not going to say now, but at the time that I played on with Steam, they did give the developers the option to either like opt out of a Steam sale or, you know, be whatever price, like 75%, maybe 50%, 25%, like stuff like that. Or even being on, you know, one of the days, like a special day, because sometimes they just have special, like, hour deals sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there was probably a lot more management. Like, I'm once again not saying Steam is great, because it's not. But, yeah, this is pretty, it's pretty bad, and it just sort of, like, really overshadows the developers who work really hard to put out a game and make the money back. Like, may I remind you, Cuphead people, the people who made Cuphead, had to mortgage their house twice to make Cuphead, to have enough money. Had Cuphead not been a success, they would be in a lot of trouble. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't be good for them. Like, obviously, Cuphead is great and, you know, it made a lot of money, but that's, like, one in a million of games like this. Like, it happens more often than not.
And it's the fact that they did the sale on games that aren't even out yet. That's,
yeah,
that really kind of blows my mind that they would do that, to be like, here, this game that we still hasn't had a price fully determined yet, you pre-order it, you get this money off. And I've heard a lot of developers are going to be honoring the sale price and what you get from the sale, but after that, like, they
don't want to be involved with sort of sales like that.
No.
Which is understandable. And once again, yeah, it's hard to recoup your money, especially since like something like Epic, something like Steam already takes a percentage of your sales. Like, they already charge a fee for you selling your game on there, or having your game on there, because it's like, it's a service, basically.
So that's some business side of the video game industry. And on other sides of the business side of video game industry, two long competing companies have now decided to merge to work together. To hold hands and be peaceful best buds. And of course, I'm talking about game giants Microsoft and Sony. They are of the big three.
No, I guess Microsoft is now, but I'm just like Xbox, sure. Sorry, Xbox fans.
So they have decided to partner up when it comes to their streaming services, their games on demand services, and it's hopefully going to make a lot of cool cross-platformer stuff happen.
Well, yeah,
Microsoft partnering up with Nintendo, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Yes, I was going to say that. Exactly. So it'll be interesting, especially since, it's interesting how PlayStation have sort of really gone back, especially they had their kerfuffle with the fact that they were, banning people from playing Fortnite on multiple platforms. Like, you could only play with your account on PlayStation 4. You couldn't play with your account on the Switch or PC or mobile or whatever. So it's really interesting that they've almost backtracked that whole thing. And they're like, yeah, okay, we're going to instead be friends with another, competitor, literally.
It'll be interesting to see how this affects stuff on the PlayStation 5 when that comes out, because there's lots of rumors going around about that.
Yeah, I would assume the fact that that Sony is not part of E3 this year is the fact that they're either going to have their own press release or they're just not ready and they're going to release PlayStation 5 next year at E3, because they're not going to be in it this year. They pulled out, which is kind of sad.
May I put out a wild conspiracy right now?
Okay.
Joint Sony Microsoft E3 Expo.
No, Microsoft won't. If Microsoft had said we're out of E3, like PlayStation did or Sony did, then I'd believe that. But no, I don't believe that. No, sorry. No.
Okay.
Your wild theory has no bearing. If Microsoft were like, yeah, also out.
If this happens, you're buying my PlayStation 5.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a neat thing that we can see. Hopefully it yields some pretty cool results when it comes to the game streaming services. Because I had PlayStation Now for a while.
Mm-hmm.
For the brief period. And I found that it does not function all that great. If your Wi-Fi isn't strong enough, your internet connection isn't strong enough, it will disrupt your gameplay pretty bad.
Well, were you playing on your Vita? Is that what it was?
No, talking the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Because that's how I was playing Journey initially, the very first few days when I got this.
Interesting.
And
It's probably you're supposed to have fancy internet or the fancier PlayStation, which we don't have. I would assume, they want you to spend more money and PlayStation Now obviously is another service that costs money. Like, it's different from PlayStation Plus, which is interesting. If they combined it, it would make more sense, right?
Maybe we'll see something similar, or something happen when the merger fully occurs, where they'll have that option.
I think it'll be neat.
Or a bundle pack. I would totally buy that as a bundle pack.
Yeah, well, I like the fact, because that opens up access to a lot of, Xbox games. And certain Xbox games are, they have different... they're better in some ways than other ports.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I've just never had access to them because I've never, had an Xbox in my life. I've had an Xbox controller, but that's it.
And, that clunky beast of a controller is not fun for me and my stubby hands to use.
Yeah, they're okay. They're okay. They're not my favorite controller.
They're not big, but they aren't dainty either.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we can talk about the video games that we've been playing this past week. You're still working on Stardew Valley.
Yes.
That's pretty straightforward. Have you played any or touched on any other games in the last week since we last had our show?
No.
Cool.
Well, no, I just, yeah. Stardew Valley, I'm on a winter now. If you played Stardew Valley, it's a Harvest Moon game. As I'm playing it, I'm like, it's Harvest Moon. It's maybe a little faster paced, a little bit. My one thing that I have yet to do, and I'm almost a year in, is I've yet to make friends with people. I've just sort of been avoiding that aspect because I feel I have to look up stuff. Because everybody, as in Harvest Moon, everybody likes certain things. And they'll like be mad at you if you give them things that they don't like. And I just, because sometimes I just guess.
And sometimes you just accidentally have something in your hands.
Yes.
And you accidentally
God.
Hand them off. You're like, thank no. you for this rock.
Yeah, and they're like, dot,
this
dot,
is a
dot,
terrible gift.
Thanks. Like some of them, yeah. They'll shut you down. But it's still fun. I got a horse. Yeah, that's about it. Like, I will talk about the game I got later, but I want to finish it because I think I can finish it. But yeah, Megan played a game almost all the way through.
I am so close to the end. So like I said previously, I did end up getting a couple games on sale. I picked up Monster Hunter World because it was not that expensive, and it was a game that exists. But I ended up getting Shovel Knight, which is a game that exists.
Yeah, Shovel Knight is, I feel it has been known for being really good. Like, it's an older game. I want to say, like, 2012. I know it was out for the 3DS, at least, so maybe not 2012.
It's a little newer than that. I'd give it closer to 2015, 2016.
Okay, maybe. I'll give you that.
Anyway, this game is a pixel game based very highly on the Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo games, very similar gameplay, which is why I think I'm having such a blast with it. And it's challenging, yeah, but rewarding challenging, not throw the controller across the room and say words you're not supposed to say challenging.
Is it like the Dark Souls of pixel games?
You know what? It's more fun than that.
That's a lie. No. Well, I was like, Dark Souls is fun. Megan just
no,
doesn't
it's not.
Understand.
No, Dark Souls is not fun. Dark Souls is something that you say that you've beaten to make yourself feel proud. It is
true.
Not a fun game.
True.
Don't lie to the people like that.
It is a fun game, but you also do, like, you're 100% correct about why people beat it. 100% correct.
This is way more fun because it's a platformer 2D, which is something my eyes are far more accustomed to playing with. Mm-hmm. The music's really good. The graphics are very endearing. There's a whole bunch of, like, I said it was like Legend of Zelda 2 for the original Nintendo,
mm-hmm,
where you can go into the towns and interact with people that are just sort of wandering, doing their things. In fact, the deer ladies with the umbrellas are a lot like the ladies in Legend of Zelda 2 with their umbrellas. I think that's pretty much what the draw on that one was. You get to collect artifacts. You get to... Not a whole lot of puzzle solving, which is okay, because I'm not good at puzzle solving. It's challenging. My hands get cold and gross when I play this game, and that is a pretty intense, good feeling for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel
it's
so sorry you have
so, it's so funny, because I'm like, that is exactly what Dark Souls games do for people. Like, I do feel, obviously, it's in a different way, because it's like this 2D pixel thing. But I feel there are probably 100% similarities between Shovel Knight and Dark Souls, even the fact that you, like, drop money when you die.
That is true. It's a lot like Hollow Knight, I would say, too.
That's a good point. Like, is it because of the 2D nature?
It is, and just the challenges and the fact that you have to use your weapons in such a way to solve how to get through different parts of a level.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I think it looks nice. We played it a little bit because you can play with two players, and it's okay. It does penalize the heck out of you. Because I get anxiety with 2D platformers or 3D platformers. It doesn't matter. When I have to jump over, like, a pit where I'm going to, if I fall, you die. I don't like that. It makes me feel bad. So... That in Shovel Knight, you have to do a lot of wacky jumps with your shovel over pits and, like, jump on stuff. And I just cannot handle that.
You got to get the rhythm down is what that is. And how a lot, like you said, Sekiro was a lot like a rhythm game.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Sekiro because I feel it does. It probably does the same thing when, like, you're at a boss battle and you're almost at that last and you just have one more hit between either the boss or you, you know?
And that's what I'm doing a lot is I've got one bit of health left and I'm taking that boss down.
Yeah. It's funny that you're so aggressive in these games and you're more timid in like something like Sekiro. Yeah.
Again, it's probably because of the 2D instead of the 3D, where I function way better on a 2D plane than I do on a 3D plane.
3D is real and scary. These pixels aren't real. They'll save me. If I fall down, I'll come back.
It's true.
It is, as long as you have money in this one, anyways.
And you know what? It's, for me, it's not that difficult to make that money back, because you get all that money back at the if you happen to retrieve it.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, and it's nice, even if you fall, they're sort of like, they have little wings on them because they're floating over, so it's just like, don't worry, we got your stuff.
We're not going to fade away on
you. Yeah, we're not going to leave, but yeah.
So another neat thing about this game is that there are certain parts of customizability that are really cool, where you can make yourself and your tragic partner and any of the big bosses, you can change their identities a little bit. So if you want to be a guy shovel knight, you can be a guy shovel knight, and your best friend could be also a guy shovel knight or a girl, or no, shield knight.
Yeah.
Or you can switch that around. So you can really, it's neat. I thought that was a really neat aspect where you can change everybody's genders if you wish.
Yeah.
I really like the music. It just harkens back to that Super Nintendo time where the music gets really intense.
Well, Shovel Knight has done great. Like, there's a Shovel Knight amiibo.
There is.
Shovel Knight is really, it is really popular. Like, I wonder, I do believe they are, where I think they're called Yacht Games or something. Yep. I do believe they're working on another game. I don't really remember what it is. I feel it was kind of Hotline Miami Eve looking, like that kind of visual, but I can't remember it all. Like, I know Shovel Knight exists, and I'm like, that's great.
I'm highly enjoying it. I keep going back, and now I've only got like two more spots to go through till I get to the big bad, so I think.
Yeah, and I do believe this game does offer sort of like extra, well, not extra. You can play through it as different characters, I do believe. So you will, like, who have different, you know, powers. Like, I think your Shield Knight, I think you actually get to play as that one. I'm not sure about the other ones, but yeah, this is just what I kind of remember from looking at it like a long time ago.
You got like a little plague doctor character I want to check out after.
Yeah, there's a bunch. It's neat, and I like the replayability factor. I also love the fact that you can be a two player, and I think it's one of the less frustrating two players that we've played, to be honest. Like, we didn't do terribly.
No, and you can bounce off each other too, which is a good thing, instead of, you know, accidentally grabbing somebody and
fusing together, Yoshis.
Yoshi.
Just want to jump on top of your head, but no, we're one Yoshi now.
That's just how it goes.
We haven't finished that game. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. So, yeah, Shovel Knight, that's what I was stuck on all long weekend. And again, I gave Monster Hunter a try, and you know what?
Yeah, it's funny that you got it, because I when I looked at it, I didn't think it was the game for you. There's a bunch of games that are sort of like, Monster Hunter, you need to play with friends, basically. Monster Hunter, you need to have a little group, or at least one other person who plays with you, because it's more fun that way. It's not as fun to find stuff by yourself. And just sort of the nature of taking down monsters in this way.
Yeah. You know what? That's fine and all. It's more the gameplay and the fact that they think subtitles that are very microscopic are considered large annoys me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a good interface.
No, yeah. All. Like, it is in even some of the, like, I guess, quest things that you chose, and it's sort of like yellow on yellow, and it's just very, it is very hard to see. It's interesting that there hasn't been more people complaining about this, because there's been quite a few accessibility upgrades to stuff like God of War, for example, God of War 2018 specifically. And they upgraded it so that you could have even bigger subtitles. So, you know.
And it's just not good handling of a game. The weapons are weird to work with. You should.
Well, I'm just like, Megan, you are not used to a Monster Hunter game in any way. You do not understand a Monster Hunter game. And how long did you play the Monster Hunter game?
I gave it like 3 hours.
Okay. You need probably a good 40. Like,
I'm not spending 40 hours of my time to play a game I cannot read and cannot function with the basic weapons easily. There should not be that big of a learning curve in a game. I know a lot of people love this and it's a major game series, but for someone coming off the video game streets just trying to... I just wanted to kill monsters, okay?
Yeah.
That's all I wanted, and I wanted to steal their stuff.
Yeah. I just think you don't understand Monster Hunter games, and you came into it with a total different expectation of what it is. And, yeah, like, I'm not going to blame the game, especially because I know how you play games. So I just think you don't understand
no.
it, and you probably need more time with it.
Probably.
Like, to be honest, probably okay, especially playing by yourself, but I do believe this is one of those games that's just, like, you'd have more fun playing with people. It's like Left 4 Dead. You don't want to play Left 4 Dead alone. It's kind of sad, and, like... You're just with people who just, like, are computers and just shout, hey, I found some meds. Hey, I found some meds. Oh, there's a witch. Hey, I found some meds. Boomer. That kind of thing. So
that sounds like a great game to play by yourself. What are you talking about?
Right? I'm having so much fun.
I found some meds.
All my friends are dead. It's just also the AI in that game is not amazing.
No, it's really
it would
not.
You know, it might be more fun even if you had some AI, but I don't believe you might be able to hire people in Monster Hunter. Like, I have no idea.
You have other party mates, but they're kind of not functional.
Yeah. I just think it's a game that does require like work, which maybe isn't what you want.
I am an indoor-dwelling, antisocial introvert who likes to play video games, and I should not have to find strangers on
like,
the internet to help me fight dinosaurs.
Well, you don't need... I'm just saying it. Regardless, it needs work. You don't even need friends. You just need to... Like, there is a learning curve. If you can't hack it, don't worry about it. This isn't the game for you. Like, I'm not saying it's the game for me. I have played a couple Monster Hunters, and I was like, oh, no. I don't understand what I'm doing. Also, this monster is just hanging out by himself. I do think the monsters are cool.
They are so cool.
Like, that's one of the things I like about it, but otherwise I'm not really interested in the story. I'm not really interested. Once again, maybe different if I had friends to play with and if we could play two player in that, but that's not existent. I have to get another PlayStation so we can play Monster Hunter together.
There you go. We'll play Monster Hunter together someday.
One day when I have another PlayStation, please donate a PlayStation 4 to UMFM. Thank you.
You know what? Maybe when I get my PlayStation 5, I'll relinquish power of the PlayStation 4 to you.
Well, I was like, then maybe, and if it does backwards compatibility, I was like, what if it does? No, you have to pay for backwards compatibility now.
Fine.
That's what it'll be. I betcha.
All right, so that's everything we got for you this week.
That's enough loving on Shovel Knight and ragging on Monster Hunter World.
And
it's fine.
Also, Resident Evil comes out on the 21st, so.
Okay, you got me
zero,
more,
one, and
way
four.
More specific.
0, 1,
even
and 4.
Even more specific.
Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil 1, and
for
Resident Evil 4,
Megan?
They are coming out for the Switch.
Yeah, okay. I was like, because these video games are already out. These video games have been out for a while.
Well, those are coming out for...
Finally for the Switch.
So if you want video game suggestions and you want to scare yourself, there you go.
Yeah.
Or play Shovel Knight like I'm going to do when I get home.
It's on the Switch as well, I believe. Yeah,
well,
it probably is.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.